to housing now, and the Department of Housing failed to spend more than €1 billion of its capital budget for housing between 2020 and 2022. And last year, which was the first full year of the government's Housing for All plan, more than €471 million remained unspent. Tommy Meskell of our political staff has more on this. And Tommy, tell us more about this underspend in the middle of a housing crisis.
Yeah, Anya, so this information was provided by the Department of Housing to Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Eoin O'Brien, as you said. It goes through the allocation each year for different areas of the department spending and what that spending turned out to be at the end of the year. So in 2020, there was an underspend of €93 million in the capital housing budget. This rising significantly the following year, 2021, to €441 million, and then higher again in 2022 to €471 million. So altogether, that adds up to an underspend of over €1 billion, which Eoin O'Brien believes could have helped deliver around 4,000 social and affordable homes.
What's the department's explanation for this?
The department points to the impact of COVID-19 restrictions on the construction sector during that time. It also says that the invasion of Ukraine prompted inflation, which also had a significant impact, it says, and points out too that the department can also carry over 10% of its capital allocation from one year to the next. And that also last year, 2022, saw record spending of $3.5 billion on housing. But Eoin O'Brien of Sinn Féin argues that actually, in his view, red tape and bureaucracy are the main reasons behind that underspend. He argues that onerous checks and balances involved in the delivery of social and affordable homes are slowing down the delivery process to such an extent that money allocated to these projects is not getting spent in time, leading to these significant underspends.
Indeed, and whenever the dole returns and after the President Biden visit, we can probably expect to hear more on that whole question of that underspend and why it's happened and how it should be addressed from the politicians in Leinster House. There was also back and forth yesterday, wasn't there, Tommy, on what the Cabinet did or did not know about notices to quit figures ahead of their decision on the eviction ban.
Yeah, this followed a report in the Dublin Inquirer yesterday, which said that the Department of Housing was aware of the number of notices of termination that were issued to the Residential Tenancies Board before the Cabinet decided not to extend the eviction moratorium. And it also said that the publication of this data was delayed. The Inquirer obtained copies of email exchanges between the RTB and the Department of Housing officials. And if you remember, Anya, when the government decided to lift the ban, Darragh O'Brien said at the time that he wasn't aware of what the notice of termination figures were for the second half of last year. It was a few days after that announcement that the figures for quarter three of last year were published. They showed over 4,700 notices of termination were issued. And then only on Monday of this week were the figures for quarter four of last year published, the most recent data set showing over 4,300 notices were issued. And so this has attracted anger from the opposition, which believes that if the government was aware of this volume of notices, then it shouldn't have lifted the ban, but also opposition parties saying that they believe the data should have been made available publicly, especially given the fact that there were votes last week and the week before in the Dáil on the eviction moratorium. But yesterday, both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach saying that this data wouldn't have changed their minds. It didn't change the overall policy. They still believed that keeping the ban in place would have made the situation worse. A spokesperson for the housing minister as well telling us yesterday that it's not unusual for the RTB and department officials to share preliminary data, but this would be subject to further verification and that the Minister of Housing wouldn't have been aware.
And briefly, Tommy, the Women of Honour, their reaction to the Department of Defence having been appointed to a seat on the external oversight body for the Defence Forces.
Yeah, yesterday, the Cabinet agreed to set up this external oversight body. This was a recommendation of the report from the Independent Review Group published last week. The oversight body is being established on an administrative basis first, then a legislative basis. There are a number of members on this oversight body, but they include the Secretary General of the Department of Defence, And following on from that, the Women of Honour have issued a strongly worded statement expressing concern. Last week, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, told the Dáil that the Department of Defence would form part of the terms of reference for the statutory inquiry into the Defence Forces. And I think it's in that context that the Women of Honour do not believe that the presence of the Secretary General on the external oversight body is appropriate,
all right,
as that organisation will be subject to that inquiry and therefore they want to ensure full culture change.
Tommy Meskell of our political staff, thank you.